brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, in the next 20 minutes, then I'm opening the phones up. The number's 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We're open the phones up on any of the issues we've been covering, anything you'd like to discuss. But for the next 20 minutes, we're joined by Steve Watson of PrisonPlanet.com. Works for us over in London. Anarchists plot mayhem for the G20 in London. Kurt Nemo, London Independent reports, extremists and anarchist groups are handing out literature ahead of the London's G20 summit, instructing demonstrators on how best to confront and attack the police. Now, from Denver, Colorado last year at the DNC to Ottawa, Canada, at the SPP meeting early last year, they've been caught, the police dressed up like anarchists, leading groups of hired foundation thugs paid for by the big banks to attack police, to then show that on the news so the police have a pretext to say, oh, look, we're being restrained for a day or so, then to attack the peaceful crowds. This is the way they demonize the demonstrators, and that covers up all the news attention of what the G20 is actually setting up. Obama's about to arrive in England. He's going to have an audience with the Queen and literally curtsy to her. That's in the London Telegraph. We've got him then traveling to Europe proper for the G20 meeting that Gordon Brown founded and runs, openly setting up world government. And then we have the London Guardian reporting the government's going to turn off the CCT cameras, claiming there's a law that they're not high enough resolution, so they're just going to turn them all off so that they can carry out their mischief. Just like they turned them off right before they carried out the 7/7 bombing. Steve Watson joining us from London. Tell us what's going on.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing?
Good, sir.
Yeah, okay. I think the first thing we should discuss really is concerning the media hype surrounding the supposed foiled terrorist plot in relation to the protests. The Guardian reported that yesterday, three men and two women, aged between 16 and 25, living in the south of England, were arrested. They raided the house, and they brought in the Royal Navy Bomb Disposal Squad. And it was hyped up in the media as sort of terrorist plot relating to the G20 protests. It comes out today that what they found was, quote, allegedly extremist materials, but they didn't expand on what they might be. Yesterday they said they found explosive devices. It turns out now that these are fireworks.
Now let me stop you. Mainstream government reports in the news say that a cell phone is terrorist material, that a van is terrorist material, and that soap bottles in the trash can call the anti-terror police. So this is all part of the hype. My God, they had fireworks. They are Al-Qaeda.
Well, that's right. We've recently seen all those anti-terrorist posters that have gone up all over London saying that you should look in your neighbor's trash to see, you know, what's going on there, if they've got any chemical bottles, etc. Well, this dovetails with that, really, because it was hyped up, but it turns out these are just fireworks. They had plastic replica guns, handguns.
Oh, my gosh. They had toy guns. Oh, please.
This whole thing started off when the police were tipped off by one of these men who was spraying graffiti on a wall. And it turns out that what he was spraying was the word Antifa, which is, it's basically a group that advocates fighting with extreme right wingers at protests. So this is all being whipped into a frenzy and hyped up by the media, sort of.
Yeah, you better have troops marching around in black uniforms, helicopters, face-scanning cameras, because they're zit-faced teenagers spray-painting. Yeah. Oh, no, give up all your rights. They have toy guns. It's all over. Only the state will save us. Stay there, Steve Watson. Paul Watson coming up. Oh, it's, I'm scared. Give up all my rights. Please save me.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I know we're covering the G20 and the open announcement for world government, but I just can't get over the last hour's interview with our reporters on the ground in Central California, in Southern California, at the tent cities where they're kidnapping their children, taking their Winnebagos, saying, do you have insurance for this, and taking them, but not doing that to illegal aliens. And forcing them into this FEMA camp, and then I've got the LA Times saying the same thing at another camp in Ontario, California, right outside LA, with the same thing, taking their Winnebagos, taking their RVs, taking their children, taking their dogs. My God, this is hellish. I mean, this just is so evil. This is the predatory, dirtbag, corrupt, stinking state that hates the American people. I want to bring Paul Watson up here in a moment and Steve Watson. Steve Watson, so they've got, as usual, they always have some fake terror plot. You know, like they said, in Miami, a group of black Muslims are planning to wage war, destroy every capital, an army of death with incredible weapons. And 2 days later, they were homeless kids. The FBI gave $100,000. They were black Christians. They told them, the homeless kids, to go videotape teenagers, some as young as 14, that they give them $100,000 if they would videotape the FBI building. And they said, okay, went and videotaped it and then hyped the news. It's the same story over and over again, but the news, when it's the big headline, terrorists, they just plot a, you know, foiled an attack with dirty bombs. My gosh, it turns out fireworks at their house and a toy cap gun. And I've seen them do this to patriot groups. They'll raid some militia guy. They'll walk out on the news and go, look, pipe bombs, and hold up jumper cables. I mean, they don't care. I mean, this government is completely criminal. It's illegitimate. Steve Watson, we've got all these headlines, but I'm turning off the CCTV cameras so that people can't see the cops dressed up like anarchists attacking people. The foundation-funded anarchists always send us threatening emails saying we're lying about this when it's all over the news. They work for the cops that have been caught everywhere. I made a film 10 years ago about it. We've got all of this going on. We've got articles here dealing with anarchist plot mayhem for the G20 in London. Kurt Nemo doing a story on this, how it's all just made up, how the foundations openly fund them. Continue.
Okay, so we've got this group of kids with fake guns and fireworks. This has been hyped up, and now as a result of this and the week-long, you know, campaign seemingly by the police to ensure everyone that it's going to turn violent, because that's what they've been saying. We've got Gordon Brown coming out today saying that it's going to be violent, but we're going to deal with it swiftly. We've got 5,000 extra police on the streets under something called Operation Glencoe. They've armed them all with tasers. We've got banks boarded up, shops boarded up, bankers being told not to dress like bankers because they'll be attacked and strung up and skinned alive and all this kind of thing.
And then meanwhile, the big foundation-run Soviet groups, the communist groups, are having their own conference. They're allowed to openly call for violence and put out websites and pamphlets, and nothing's done to them because they're stinking operatives. Go ahead.
Well, that's right. We've got a load of stories out today about the anarchists. You know, they're openly telling the press what they're going to do. They've been handing out flyers and maps and everything of where they're going to go. They say they're going to pretend to be legitimate protesters. Then they're going to break off from the group, storm the city, which is a financial district of London, and, quote, hold it down for as long as they possibly can.
So let's understand what's happening. We need to do a blurb off the hundreds of admissions, mainstream, you know, Canadian press, U.S. press, French press, Dutch press, where they hire these thugs. I've got training videos of where they're taken by the foundations and trained in Oregon 3 months before they then fly them into Seattle in 99 when I learned about all of this. And I had the police on tape admitting it. Delta Force leading them, Seattle Post Intelligence. We need to have an article that's the history of this. All the confirmed confirmations of who they work for. We need people down there with video cameras to show how the police in plain clothes are going to be leading these punks. Because we're really breaking through now with the people, Steve Watson. They're finding out this is provocateur.
Yeah. I mean, the last major protest we had in London on this scale was when Bush came over last summer on his farewell tour. And people came out there and there was a lot of, there were stories then about provocateuring. The MP, the anti-war MP, George Galloway, officially accused police officer of provocateuring. And that
No, exactly. It was in mainstream British papers and on YouTube because folks shot video of, and it came out because some gay guy recognized the gay police officer, his lover, dressed up. That was one of the stories you can pull it. I forget the head. It was like London Times or something. He recognized him dressed up like an anarchist hitting cops and yelling and calling for fights. Mm-hmm. And then his gay lover went on the news and said, "That's my lover. I recognize him." And then it all came out. So
go ahead. There's a whole history of it. You can go to Seattle, the World Trade Organization protest in 99, which was in your film Police State 2. You know, it's all covered in there. There's the SPP protest 3 years ago. 2 years ago in Montebello, Canada, where we've been over that, where the hired provocateurs were ousted as they had to admit that they were police in disguise.
Royal Mounted Police. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, Genoa, WTO protest in Genoa in 2001. You got protesters being shot and run over, and the Italian police taking over schools and putting people in there, and then later admitting that, you know, they were claiming to be, you know, protesters, anarchists. So
They just caught him in Greece a few months ago.
Yeah.
The police directing guys with sledgehammers and baseball bats beating up cars, and they were cops. That's on national news in Greece that the cops are doing it.
This is the free trade area of the Americas protest in 2003 or 2004.
There was a Fortune 500 in 99 in Austin with Austin cops. I caught doing it.
Yeah, so I mean, there's a long history of it. So, you know, we've got the police, you know, got bomb squads being detached to houses with kids with fireworks in, while these anarchists are all sort of making their plans known in public. And another thing that's come out of this is demonization of the internet, because in the media they've been, you know, harping on about how all these dangerous sort of protesters that want violence have been using Twitter and using Facebook, and that's how they're gonna, you know, evade the police.
That's right. The terrorist extremists are using the internet. It must be restricted immediately.
Exactly, and this comes at the same time we've got all these debates going on about the government wanting to monitor social networks like Facebook and Twitter.
And we have the head of anti-terrorism cybersecurity resign, saying the Pentagon's running the whole thing illegally.
Yeah, they've already virtually got the right to monitor emails and phone calls of everybody in this country if it's deemed to be a security threat, and now they want to do the same for these social networks. So if anything kicks off in the next few days, that's already been hyped to a point where it's going to provide them a perfect pretext to...
Steve, can I get you with your cell phone to go down and do some reporting for us, perhaps, Thursday and Friday?
Well, I can, yeah. I mean, it's going to be... I think it's going to be intense down there.
Now I want to go to Steve, from Steve to Paul Watson, his brother, also works with us. But specifically, what do you think of the London Telegraph and other articles about how all last week Obama is practicing gifts and etiquette, how to be reviewed by the Queen and to bow to her?
What do I think about that?
Yes.
Well, I haven't seen any of that, but what was in the Telegraph. The Telegraph, yeah, that's the kind of thing that they print. Of course, you know, we saw when Bush came to meet the Queen, who is, of course, distantly related to, it's all the same bloodlines. We saw the open sort of pomp and ceremony there, and I'm sure it'll be along the same lines as that.
Yeah, here's the article. Barack Obama's team preparing etiquette and gifts for President's meeting with the Queen. Top advisors to Obama are rehearsing the etiquette and debating what gifts President will give to Queen Elizabeth when he meets the British monarch in London. The gifts have been selected with extra care. Protocol lessons on royal etiquette are being delivered, and a week's wardrobe of casual and formal attire set aside for the First Lady, who is an international style icon. President Obama and his wife Michelle head to London on Tuesday to start their first overseas tour in office, accompanied by an entourage of several hundred aides, advisors, Secret Service agents and bodyguards, and an imported cavalcade of armored vehicles and helicopters. A visit to Buckingham Palace on Wednesday afternoon is the formal showpiece of a packed work schedule, back-to-back summits in G20 in London, NATO in Strasbourg, and EU-US Prague, plus the bilateral meetings with world leaders including Gordon Brown and Downing Street.
Sounds glorious, doesn't it?
You know, we all we all have fun doing voices. Hey, Steve, you want to do your Texas voice? You do that pretty good. Get off my land, boy. It's my land. Go ahead and do one for us.
I can't do that now.
Yes, you can. Do it. Do it now. Get where the cowboy had to do it. As soon as, like an Elmer Fudd cartoon, where he puts
the
hats on.
I have to get a character to do that.
Imagine the cowboy hats now on your head. Take us out. You're on the spot. The curtain parts. The spotlight's on. Steve Watson.
Get off my land, boy.
Gotta have some fun. We love you, Steve. Steve, thanks for spending time with us. We're going to come back to your brother, Paul Watson, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot, Alex.
Check out his great writing over at InfoWars.net. That's the site he completely honchos himself. Also does work over at PrisonPlanet.com. Get off my land, boy!
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Peter Kratschnabel here from Midas Resources. Are you concerned about uncontrollable government spending? A banking system on the verge of collapse? Banks on the edge of being nationalized? Wall Street in continuous freefall? Scandal after scandal with hedge funds companies? If protecting your hard-earned savings or retirement fund is on your mind, the answer is simple. Secure your assets by purchasing gold and silver. Since President Nixon took us off the gold standard in 1971, the United States has been operating the longest-running fiat currency in the history of mankind. Gold has held its purchasing power for over 6,000 years. Contact me, Peter Kratschnabel, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Once again, that's Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. While you can still purchase gold with paper, that is 1-800-686-2237, extension 108.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Burmes just ran up to me during the break, and he's like, I've got it on video. Dick Morris and Sean Hannity last night admitted the New World Order conspiracy and the world currency and that all the conspiracy nuts are right. See, I'm hearing that everywhere. from liberal and conservative talk show hosts. It's amazing. Going to Paul Watson, who runs PrisonPlanet.com for us, reporting on the G20 starting with Queen worship today and tomorrow, and leading into the European summit, openly setting up world government. Paul Watson.
Hello, Alex. Good to be back.
Good to have you here. Okay, we got your brother's take from London on what's happening. Give us your analysis.
Well, what springs to mind when I read about all these black bloc anarchist groups threatening riots and threatening to attack police and buildings and stuff is, and this is targeted specifically at the black bloc anarchists, which we know are provocateur, not the legitimate protesters, of which I'm sure there'll be many. But, you know, the question is, why are they so angry about the economic crisis? Most of the black bloc anarchists are communists and Marxists. And we read that they're supposedly protesting against, quote, capitalism. Well, if that's the case, you know, they should be happy about how the elite have responded to the economic crisis, because everything they've done in response to it has eviscerated any notion of free market capitalism. You know, you've got Obama effectively firing a CEO of a private company on Sunday afternoon. How does that represent the interest of capitalism? And these people are supposedly protesting against Gordon Brown, as if Gordon Brown represents free market capitalism, when he comes from a school of political thinking born out of the Labour Party, which is completely entrenched in Marxism and Stalinism, which is what these black bloc protesters would themselves embrace. That's why it doesn't sit right with me that these individuals are supposedly representative of the anger that's arisen out of the economic crisis. Because you have to ask yourself, how many of the black bloc anarchists, and again, I'm talking about these black bloc, not the legitimate protesters, how many of them have actually been affected by the economic crisis? You know, do the majority of them have jobs and pay taxes? The answer is no. Do the majority of them own property that's losing its value every day? No. Do the majority of them have savings accounts that are losing value every day as a result of
the... Well, the globalists openly finance these groups. We've caught them over and over again. They're a disgusting lot of people. You've got some stupid camp followers of the anarchists who aren't government agents, but they're government foundation operatives at the top. We've caught them over and over again. It's a fact, and they don't like hearing it. And they trot them out to demonize real protests so the police can attack protest, to then create a chilling effect where normal people don't come out in mass to demonstrate.
Right. And it's all about getting the middle class to support the police state, because in Britain, the middle class, who ironically are the prime target of the economic assault, so, you know, they're equally as brain dead as the black bloc anarchists. They don't realize it. They're the target of the economic assault, and yet a majority of them, I would estimate, in this country, will cheer the police on as they crack the heads of these anarchists this week, because they have distaste for these anarchists because of the things they do. They have no real solutions. It's like in your film, Martial Law. You went and interviewed the anarchists and the communists at the different protests there in New York, and you tried to engage in a conversation with them about what they were actually protesting against, and in 99% of the people you speak to, the most they're able to give you is, you know, a two-sentence cliche about the evils of capitalism and the bourgeoisie middle class. So it's the middle class that will cheer the police on when they crack their heads at summits like the G20 this week. So that's the horrible irony of it all.
No, it's all stage theater to fool the general public into going along with the police state. I forgot to ask your brother, what about turning off the CCTV cameras? The government just says, oh, we're turning them off for this.
It certainly raised suspicions with me. I mean, there are people that say, well, you know, it's only about 60 cameras if you count them all up. Everybody at the marches are going to have their own cameras and stuff. So if they're really trying to hide something, they're not going to do a very good job of it. But, yeah, it's definitely interesting.
All right. Anything else important to add, Paul?
Yeah, I've got a bit more to add.
Stay there. Then we're going to take calls after you leave us in about 5-6 minutes. 1-800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlight. The Packlight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
"My Packlight has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery."
The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a Packlight. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today toll-free at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Gardeners, you have the seeds. Now let us help you create the ultimate garden. And whether or not you've got good soil, we've got just the solution. AgGrand Liquid Organic Fertilizer at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Restore life to your soil or apply directly to the crop. Visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Overfeeding with our 4-3-3 or sulfate of potash with kelp is 20 times more efficient than applying amendments to the soil. Manhattan fish, blood meal, potash, and North Atlantic kelp are combined with 10 micronutrients, as well as vitamins and amino acids for max results. You have the seeds. Now you need the fertilizer. Call 1-800-579-0580. That's 1-800-579-0580. Or visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Enhance and protect your garden now with natural organic fertilizer. Low cost and increases hay yields too. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. For sale in Canada too.
My name out your window when I'm leaving. I won't even turn my head. Don't send your kin folks to give me no talking. I'll be gone, like I said. You'd say the same old thing that you've been saying all along. Lay there in your bed and keep your mouth shut till I'm gone. Don't give me that old familiar cry and cuss and moan. Understand, you're a man, I'm tired of your bad mouthing. Understand, you're a man.
All right, let's go back to Paul Watson and your phone calls. Okay, Paul, the other key points you've been analyzing over at PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Yeah, we were talking about the Black Bloc anarchists, and it's interesting if you read what people throughout history who have actually changed history through non-violent civil disobedience have said about rioting. I found a quote from Martin Luther King, who said, quote, "The limitation of riot, moral questions aside, is that they cannot win and their participants know it. Hence, rioting is not revolutionary, but reactionary, because it invites defeat. It involves an emotional catharsis, but it must be followed by a sense of futility. And that's from somebody who actually changed society through non-violent civil disobedience. And as we've stressed on many occasions, the only thing that violent riots are going to achieve is A, to demonise legitimate protesters in the eyes of the general public, B, to enlist the support of the middle class to the police state when they cheer on the police cracking the heads of the anarchist thugs in response to the violence. And at the end
but
of
they
the
don't
day,
ever crack the heads of the anarchist thugs. They step back, then they attack the peaceful crowd. That even happened
at
the RNC.
Cracking the heads of anyone, basically, if they're told it's the same group of people who are doing the violence, then they'll support it. And at the end of the day, I mean, every time a black bloc anarchist thug smashes another Burger King window or whatever, they're helping the very system that they claim they are fighting. And that's what it comes down to. They don't achieve anything by smashing up a city for a day. They just achieve
within a society, let's be clear, within a society that still has some freedom, where you still have a chance to peaceably expose the system as corrupt to fix it, then nonviolence is the way to go. If it goes into like a Nazi situation, rounding people up and all of that, then it goes to the next level. But trying to stop it from going to that next level, we want to be peaceful.
Right. And then whenever you research who's behind the groups that have been violent, it's always cops and authorities in Italy, Canada, even in China, where the Tibetans had the riots last year. Photographs came out of the police chiefs running around with machetes. These photographs were later airbrushed, and, you know, the machetes were taken out when it was revealed that the police chiefs were all stirring up the violent riots. So,
well, what also came out was squads of police in open-air areas with a photo snap, this was confirmed, dressing like monks to go out
exactly
and cause the violence. So we need to do a master article that you're so good at, Paul, where we show all these confirmed examples of the state doing this. I mean, look at how the feds bombed Oklahoma City to get a police state going. You know, the people always post on the comment boards on InfoWars and Prison Planet, oh, you're wimps, you need to call for violence. But notice, you know, that they're not out committing violence. They want us to do it. But then the feds and globalists are always caught staging violence because it helps them. See, they're doing it because it helps them. We're right that it's not good.
Yeah. And I mean, violence only begets more violence. I mean, that's what they want. They want a Tiananmen Square type situation where they get the perceived justification for a complete brutal crackdown, which is exactly what will happen. God forbid if it does. But if there's some kind of false flag attempt during this week's G20, then that will give them all the justification they need. They've got shoot-to-kill orders still in effect, and that will give them whatever justification they need for a crackdown that goes beyond anything we've seen.
Any other research, Paul Watson?
No, that's it. This is coming out of the Black Bloc anarchist groups themselves, and it's coming from the very top. They're saying it's going to be a summer of rage. So it's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy. I'm worried about it, and I don't want to see it happen. So hopefully nothing major happens this week. But if it does, obviously we'll be all over it like white on rice.
All right. Briefly, prisonplanet.tv. We could have launched it last week, but we've been so busy. The 2.0 version, and we're going to add more and more features and functions to it. This is just phase one we're launching this week, then phase two, phase three. Everything prisonplanet.tv members get, which then finances so much what we do here, so it's a win-win. Paul, tell folks some of the features of the current prisonplanet.tv and what's coming.
Well, with the new one, we've listened to what people wanted to change and what to add to it, and Andre and the crew have done an absolutely fantastic job. They're just tweaking it. It's in the final stages now to be released probably at some point this week. And it's completely user-friendly. I mean, it's got searchable archives going back 5 years since we started it. For example, you know, if you wanted to go and watch a show that you did where you interviewed, say, Ray McGovern, for example, you could just click on the page Alex Jones Live, type in the search box McGovern, and the video results, the search results will pop up and you can just click and watch the interview right there. So it's that kind of user-friendly functionality that's being added. And it's the same with the Alex Jones movies. You can flip between all the movies within an instant and just click the ones you want to watch and it'll start playing immediately with the Flash player. And you've got download as well. And of course, because it's been running since April 2004, there's literally thousands of pieces of media going back to 2004, which can also be searched by month, by year. So it's everything's right at your fingertips.
And by the way, we uploaded some of the films 5 years ago in decent quality, but compared to today, it's nothing. We're going to re-upload some of my older films in the newest, highest quality here in the next few weeks. We're going to have a MySpace-type area that really works well and it has a lot of things you can change and do. A message board just for members. There's a whole bunch of other functions we're going to be adding, and now you get the 2 hours iSimulcast of the 4 hour show at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're live right now. The 3 hours, Jason Burmistein to midnight. Special news reports we're about to launch. All my films, my book, your book. My book's got about 100 copies left, and then we're not going to have my book anymore. Your book's out of print, but they're there at PrisonPlanet.tv. I mean, just thousands and thousands. Expanded extras from the films, like Endgame 1.5, exclusive first release for new films. You know, because it ships out the day the film comes out on DVD, but it goes out on PrisonPlanet.tv in the highest quality. The activism alone, being able to burn to disk, and we have it in all these formats, the highest quality, Flash, QuickTime, Windows, other systems, DivX copies burn to disk that play in DVD players. I mean, it's just an amazing, it's an army of resistance, PrisonPlanet.tv. If you've had a membership, let it elapse, go get a new one, you know. It also supports us, or if you haven't ever tried it out, it takes a minute or two to sign up, get a monthly trial membership, PrisonPlanet.tv. Paul Watson, thanks for all your great work, my friend.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
Good to have you here with us. Okay, I'm going to take calls till about 15 after. Then Bob Schultz of We the People Foundation, we're going to start covering the private IRS, the collection agency, the scams, with a bunch of guests in the next 2 weeks leading up to April 15th. So we're starting that today, coming up in the next hour. Right now, let's go to calls. Kim in Alabama. Kim, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
I wanted to go back to Friday's show. I believe it was Friday's show, where you had Dr. Whitaker on, and y'all spoke of cancer treatments. I wanted to share with everybody there is a doctor in Rome named Tullio Simoncini who has, he spoke at the 2008 cancer convention in LA and he's treating people with sodium bicarbonate, baking soda, $3 worth of it and they're healed. But what bugs me is that not a doctor in America has picked up on this and run.
Well, let me just add, I mean, there's a lot of doctors that claim this or that, but it is true that pH has been found. That's why people get off the meat, get off the cheese, and they eat tons of fruit, tons of organic stuff, and, you know, tons of vegetables and things and exercise, that's a big part of it. And mainline medical science is having to admit that more and more and start incorporating that. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of evidence to show that.
But if people would just go online and just do a search, how to make my body more alkaline, they wouldn't get cancer because cancer cannot grow in an alkaline environment. So we're all acidic, and that's where it takes hold of us.
That is a big part of it. That's a big part of it, Kim, yeah.
If people will just go, can I give you some websites?
Sure.
All right, the first one is KNOW, K-N-O-W. thecause.com, then you click on shows, then click on Dr. Simoncini.
All right, thank you so much. I appreciate your call, Kim. By the way, before I forget, I just want to show you the great artwork of Jason Burmis. I didn't know he was such a good artist. This is much better than my doodles. Look at that. And he's got a horrible inside joke written beside it, so I'm covering that up. But that's some pretty good work there, Burmy. That's a Jason Burmis original. A bunch of Alex Jones originals around here, too. Oh, my gosh. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Matt in the United Kingdom. Matt, you're on the air.
Hi, sir, and thank you very much for taking my call. I love the show, by the way. Second-time caller, and I love the show. Yeah, I've just been listening to you and Steve Watson there.
Can you turn that TV off, sir?
Turn it off, please. Thank you. Sorry, one minute.
It's so loud, I can barely hear you.
I'm sorry that you don't want to hear British EastEnders. Sorry about that. Yeah, basically, I'll just say you see Watson about the G20 summit tomorrow, and the way that British government will put people in to antagonistic to correct situations for innocent protesters to be hurt. If you go back to like the Yorkshire, I'm a Yorkshire person, so Yorkshire in England, by the way, for you in the US. And I remember the Yorkshire miners' strike. And I remember there, the government did the same thing. It was Thatcherism, and for them, people that don't know who Margaret Thatcher is, she's a big politician in the UK, was a prime minister. And basically, I grew up in the 80s, and I grew up with Thatcherism as a whole. And I remember as a kid growing up in the 80s in the miners' strike and seeing how people were provocative and that the miners' strike were working people from the northern part of England, and basically they would get police from the southern England to come to the northern part to dominate and obviously to start trouble. What's your take on that? What do you think will happen tomorrow?
You know, I mean, every other time they hire thugs, it comes out always a week after the police hire thugs or do it themselves, and they don't get in trouble for it. They just go, the police kind of go, yeah, we did it, but we're going to take your rights to keep you safe. And then they'll arrest somebody who had fireworks at their house or somebody who had a bottle of whiskey claiming it's a bioweapon. You know, that's what they do. It's all to train us. We're all terrorists. That's what the body scanners going in all the major airports are to scan your naked body. That's what throwing away your toothpaste or water is, teach you're a criminal, taking your shoes off, wanding you. It's an act of submission to train you to be a good slave. Good to hear from you, Matt, from the UK. Steve in Chicago, you're on the air, Steve.
Yes, Alex. Thank you for our daily lesson in anglistics. Listen, your show is deteriorating into some kind of radio theater of the absurd. With all this play acting, ham bone, histrionics, you're making Orson Welles look like a piker.
Well, thank you. I'm a fan of Orson Welles, but
really, yeah, I doubt the authenticity of those foreign speakers in your EU tape that you just played today. I believe the Gordon
Brown.
Gotcha.
Put him on hold. Put him on hold, sir. The European Parliament was televised on Europe and the United States. C-SPAN actually carried what you were just hearing. It's been. Pull up Daniel Hannan. In fact, we had that video clip earlier. I was going to play it, but I hadn't played the audio because we weren't live at prison. I mean, this is real. I mean, Daniel Hannan is real, sir. And you know, I don't screen your calls, but I can't deal with this type of craziness anymore. Okay? I mean, this is insanity. You're saying you doubt the authenticity of the European Parliament stuff. Is that what you're saying to me, sir?
I said Brown and Hannan are authentic. The other speakers I don't believe are authentic. How can you have a German speaker, a male German speaker, representing the chancellor when she's a woman? But I think
what
the reason
you
why
trying,
you
hate what, no, hold on, hold on. What are you I don't understand you. What are you saying?
I'm saying those so-called foreigners were English actors. I said Brown and Hannan are legitimate. But they spliced other people in there. That's not why I called, though.
Stop. Sir, I listen to BBC Radio. I listen to Radio Prague. I listen to it all. It's called XM and Sirius, and I'm addicted to it because I can listen to everything. I scan around. I mean, the European Parliament's real. Those speakers were real. It's entered a new level of insanity. Pardon me?
Prime Minister, who's the president, how come you didn't mention that, as you had it in your InfoWars website, that he said we're on the way to hell with our inflating our currency, and we're back into the 1929 to 1930s. But the reason why I called...
Well, hold on a minute. Now you're accusing me of covering up stuff? Well, what do you... I mean, there's hours of this I can play.
Well, I didn't hear that. And the
are you serious? Hold on.
On the radio?
Well, hold on. What are you saying? I don't understand you, sir. I mean, you're saying Gordon Brown and Hannan were doing a fake thing? I mean, what on earth? And you're saying I'm doing something? Well, what is it I've done now? Who else? Did I murder somebody? Like, I mean, or am I a reptoid? Or is it I work for the Vatican? I mean, or I work for Israel? I mean, what's the new thing here?
No, drop it. I want to talk about what the Swedish...
Drop it. Hold on. Hold on a minute. You came on my show... And there's lots of this craziness out there. What are you saying I've done? What crime have I committed? I mean, I'm airing fake audio here? I mean, what is it?
No, I want to get to the Swedish finance minister who was in Berlin. He was saying the same thing that the Czech president of the EU. By the way, every 6 months, the presidency of the EU rotates. They're going to have a Swedish president July 1st. The Czech minister is
Yeah, they got
now.
The Czech Republic guy right now.
Yeah, right. So the
is he real? Hold on. Is he real when he speaks at that same parliament meeting?
Well, yes. I didn't say what I said is that those people on that tape. But getting back into this.
What? No, no, no. I want the specific. What is wrong with the tape?
Hannon and Brown are legitimate. It's the other speakers who are not legitimate. I think those are fakers. I think those are actors. One guy was even laughing when he was reading the text. It sounded like a phony German accent to me.
Okay. All right. Well, it's good to hear from you, buddy. Man, whoa. I mean, we've got all this real New World Order stuff happening, and it is, I mean, they are calling for a global currency. They are setting up a New World Order. Barack Obama did fire the GM chief. They are devaluing the dollar and the pound. We're just here covering it. I mean, it's just that guy represents a large portion of people who are just completely mind blown.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6185 today. That's 1-800-426-6185. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6185 now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
I guess we've got another fake video clip coming up later. It was on Fox News nationwide last night, but it's probably going to be fake, too, according to the last caller. This is Sean Hannity and Dick Morris saying it's a world government takeover and the conspiracy guys are right. But see, Fox is so discredited now, the liberals will all see that and think it isn't true. But I'm listening to liberal talk radio now that I can get channel after channel of it. I'm like an XM advertisement here. And they're all admitting it. It's just incredible. But then the conspiracy theorists are saying it doesn't exist. So that is coming up in the next hour. There's a really cruddy YouTube copy of it where somebody shot video off their television, but we happen to be recording it last night, so we're dumping that to the web so we can get it up here and show it to you on PrisonPlanet.tv to analyze it. Hey, listen, the Obama deception is out, ladies and gentlemen, on DVD. And not only do you need to have this incredible film, it's up to date, shatters the left-right paradigm, shows what the bankers are doing, lays out the world government, shows how both parties are controlled. This is the film you need. It has a bunch of extras on it. And your purchase also makes this show possible. So InfoWars.com to order the hard copy DVD or any of the other books or films. Got a whole bunch of new InfoWars t-shirts. Like The Answer to 1984 is 1776. In fact, that's on the shopping cart. If you go to InfoWars.com, guys, and scroll down, it says on the right-hand side at the bottom, check out our new t-shirt designs. Why don't you punch that up for PrisonPlanet.tv members. And, yeah, there it is. The Answer to 1984 is 1776. Click on that for folks. See it right there? It's the top link. You've got The Answer to 1984 is 1776. There are the t-shirts. Click on the t-shirt so people can see a bigger image of them. I mean, that is a sexy shirt. You want to find like-minded people. You want to find out who's a listener to the show when you're out, you know, on the town or whatever at work. This is a shirt that isn't too shocking like some of my others, but that will spur conversations. So get that at InfoWars.com as well, or by simply calling 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. You can also at the same time, see this film at PrisonPlanet.tv in super high quality. Okay, let's go back to the callers here. Let's talk to Pat in Washington. Pat, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. It's a great show you've got today. I don't understand what that guy was saying about the tape, but sounds like he was smoking something. Anyway, I wanted to bring to your attention something called the ISDA. I don't know if you're familiar with that. It's the International Swaps and Derivatives Association. They've been around since 1985, since the inception of the idea of derivatives. And there's all kinds of information on that site. And it looks like they're planning on fixing a derivatives with the performance of European Union states to offset the negative value.
Yeah, they're going to start a new derivatives bubble through carbon credits. This is all stated. And Al Gore and Obama own part of the companies, and it's just total conflict of interest, and they're calling it a global European Union in Gordon Brown's speech.
Yeah, there's all kinds of information on that site. They've got yearly activities reviews going all the way back on that site, and I bet if somebody that knew what they were looking at and looked through that, they could see a paper trail going all the way back on their designs for the world economy on that one website.
Well, they created this fiat bubble to buy up all the real assets, then implode it, make everybody indentured serf to them.
Yeah. So anyway, I thought that was interesting. It'd be really nice to see someone like Webster Tarpley take a look at that site and see if they could actually find some hard evidence from internally.
What do you think of the Boston Globe report that they admit they took the pension insurance money and invested it in derivatives and things?
It's completely amazing to me that not only have they done, you know, planned all this stuff for the last 50 years, but now they're just openly stating it in public, you know.
I hear you, brother. Good to hear from you. More calls, fourth hour, Bob Schultz, We the People Foundation, straight ahead.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.